This is the Silston Today podcast with Stuart Clarkson.
On this episode, we're finding out about the work of Plastic Free Silston. I went along to their Mass Unwrap at Aldi in Silston, designed to highlight to shoppers and supermarkets just how much plastic you get with everything you buy. A team of volunteers were on hand to explain what was going on, and over the 2 hours they spent in store, they collected around 450 items of plastic waste, just from the small percentage of shoppers who took part in the Mass Unwrap. It's Saturday morning, it's the 29th of February, it's a leap year, and there's something a bit different going on at Aldi today. We've just pulled up into the car park, I've got my bag of bags, as I bring whenever I do my big shop. I've got my 8-year-old helper. Let's go and get some shopping and see what is going on in Aldi in Silston today. Let's go and find a trolley.
Hello.
Hiya, you alright?
We're from Plastic Free Silston.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you. Right. I think we need a big trolley today. Get that one and put the bags on the back. Now, first aisle done, and we made it to the fruit and veg, and look, all this plastic here. So we need some bananas. Let's get those bananas and apples on offer. Six apples, all wrapped in plastic. Let's get two bags of pears, mini pears, those ones. Got kiwis as well. Look, we've got kiwis in plastic or kiwis in nets. Should we get the ones in nets? Get those.
Can you get some sweet potatoes?
Yeah. Another bag of sweet potatoes. More plastic. And then we need some carrots. They come in a bag as well. You don't realise till you're thinking about it how much plastic there is in things, do you? Right, we got everything? Let's get to the till and pay for all this, and then we'll see what wrapping we can get rid of. Hiya, not too bad, thank you.
Good, there we go.
So we're through the till, we've paid for everything. I've got a big trolley full of my big weekly shop, and Caroline Whittaker's here as well, one of the founders of Plastic Free Silston. I was amazed going around the shop how much plastic there was everywhere.
There is, and I can see a lot of things in your trolley, and I don't know if you've done it on purpose, just to make me.
This is what I normally buy. So we've got crisps, we've got toilet rolls, there's so much. I mean, it's fruit and veg that's the main thing, isn't it?
It is fruit and veg, but also I see you've got multi-packs of crisps, which are already wrapped themselves, so they're not going to come to any harm if they were individual. So that's an extra layer that's really not needed.
Right, okay, so I brought some bags with me. Let's see what we can get unwrapped. You want to put the crisps in there?
Get them out.
Fine. Yeah. Toilet rolls I can take out, can't I?
Yes, put them in a bag. I've done that already with some people. Are these individually wrapped inside?
They are, yeah. So again, yoghurts. Yoghurts is strange because you get some that are wrapped in plastic and then you get some that are wrapped in cardboard.
I've never actually seen them in a multi-pack like that.
And we're just going to pile all the plastic up there and then it'll go into your trolleys in a minute.
It will, yes.
Be an expert at packing shopping by the end of today, Carol.
Well, yes, you appreciate what the people on the checkout have to do. See, that's a classic, the baked beans. They only put it in packs of four to make you buy four.
Yeah. And it's the same with apples. You know, I might have only wanted three apples, but I got to buy six. So you can see why the shops do it in that respect.
I know. But what's really frustrating is if you go and buy four individual tins of beans, so you bought the same quantity, sometimes it costs you more.
Here's another great example of cucumber. Lots of places I buy cucumber and they don't come in plastic. Why are they shrink-wrapped in plastic like that?
The excuse that people make is that they do last longer when they're shrink-wrapped, but I've never done a test. They don't usually last that long in our house, so...
Normally, I would get home. I'd be home in about 5 minutes. I'd take that out of the plastic and put it straight in the bin.
Oh, right. So you're taking it out anyway. You know, you're not leaving it in... You're not cutting up a bit at a time and doing it that way, then.
And there's another bananas. You can buy some bananas on the shelf are not in packets. These ones are in packets.
Yes.
Why, if I want to buy small bananas, as I have here, they're in packets, but big ones are not.
I really, really, really don't get that. And what's also frustrating is people have also bought organic fruit for ethical reasons. And quite often, the organic stuff is the stuff that's packaged in plastic, like lemons, for example. And I know that they're doing that so that they don't get mixed up, so people aren't buying organic ones at cheaper prices. But it just, then you're in a sort of ethical dilemma then. Do I go for the organic or do I go for the plastic free?
So kiwis, there was two options for kiwis. I could have picked the ones in a net bag, or yes. I could have picked the plastic ones. I picked the bag, but that's still plastic.
Still plastic, yes. I know, I mean, I have bought them from somewhere. Again, it was an organic fruit and vegetable supplier, and their net bags are now made out of something like cotton or hemp or something, so it will biodegrade in your compost if you want. But I think usually the supermarket ones, they are like nylon.
You're listening to the Silston Today podcast. Visit silstontoday.co.uk for the latest news, events, jobs and local information. We're all about Silston.
So that's all my shopping packed up. Yeah. So much waste it's made as well. And you've got a couple of trolleys full here, Caroline.
We have. And that's just from a sample of the people who've been through the store in the last couple of hours. Because some people just wanted to get the stuff back to the car. And some people said, well, I'll recycle it when I get it home. We've just helped the people that wanted some assistance. And that's what we've collected.
Why are you here? Why are we doing this?
Well, it's all really awareness raising, not only for customers, but also for the supermarkets to keep the pressure up on them to go further in reducing the plastic packaging that they use. Nearly all of the main supermarkets have made pledges. Some have gone further than others, but part of the pledges are often just to change the type of plastic to make it sort of recyclable rather than getting rid of it altogether. And it may be that even if it's technically recyclable, it still doesn't get recycled. The plastic-free communities throughout the country are really concerned about the amount of plastic packaging that's being produced. And there was a survey done in 2018, and the result of that survey found that of the top supermarkets in this country, they produced 59 billion pieces of plastic packaging between them. That's 112,000 pieces every minute.
Has it been received here by Aldi, by the staff and by head office? They obviously let you come and do this.
Yes, we haven't just turned up. We've liaised with them first, as I think everybody around the country who's doing mass unwraps have liaised with the particular supermarket that they've got involved with.
In terms of what you've collected here, what's going to happen to this now?
Aldi have promised they will deal with it. I'm not sure whether I want to take some things away and recycle them myself. So some of the plastic, if you get stretchy plastic, technically you can recycle that with plastic bags, but any crinkly plastic, that sort of plastic you get around apples, for example, it's just not recyclable at the moment. And then there are a lot of cartons from mushrooms, and dark plastic is hard to recycle because the conveyor belt at the recycling centre can't pick it up because it's too dark.
I've been overhearing some of the conversations you've been having with people as they've been unpacking their shopping. Most people seem to get it and want to do it.
They do. A lot of people would like to buy less plastic, but sometimes it's a matter of if you're sticking to a budget, because you can go and shop around and get some loose vegetables from various nice farm shops, which shall be nameless. Obviously, you've got to get there. And also, you know, it tends to be a little bit more expensive. So I can understand why people come to certain budget supermarkets, because they've got to make their money go further.
And the thing that it's done for me this morning is probably made me think about how much plastic there is, because when I normally get home, I unpack my shopping, I put one bag in the bin, I do the next bit, I put the next bit. I don't ever kind of gather it all up together. But when you see it all in a big pile, it looks like a lot. So it's about changing people's mindsets and getting to think. And then presumably a lot of people put pressure on big supermarkets, big companies to change how they do things.
Yes, that's right. I think, and that's where we've got to at the moment. I think if it wasn't for programmes like Blue Planet 2 and other things that have been on the television, that have raised public awareness, there wouldn't have already been that pressure on the supermarkets to draw up plans to make changes.
What else is going on in Silston? You're doing all sorts of other things. You do the kind of refill mornings, don't you?
Yes, so the first Saturday of every month, we have a pop-up shop at Silston Methodist Church. They're having a coffee morning there already at that time. So we're there from 9:30 till 11:30 selling refills for washing up liquid, laundry liquid, shampoo and shower gel, and we are expanding our range every month. The other things that Plastic Free Silston are doing are litter picks. We've done a couple of litter picks around town, and we've also actually got as far as getting in the Beck and getting plastic out of the Beck. Not little crisp packets in there, we're talking plastic fencing and cones and tyres.
And if people want to get involved with your group, they can find you on Facebook?
They can. Plastic Free Silsden, quite easy to find. And usually our posts get shared onto Silsden Buzz as well.
Well, I think it's been a success. I think we can probably say that. You could do more things like this, I guess.
Yes. Surfers Against Sewage are our umbrella organisation, and they've led this event so that we're all doing it at more or less the same time of year. So I'm guessing it might be another 12 months before we do this again, but hopefully we'll keep on raising awareness throughout that time.
Thanks for talking to us, Caroline.
Okay, thank you very much.
That was Caroline Whittaker talking to me here on the Silsden Today podcast. My name's Stuart Clarkson. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed it, why not rate and review our podcast? And remember to hit subscribe in your podcast app to get the latest episodes straight to your smartphone as soon as they're released. And visit silstontoday.co.uk today.
The Silsden Today podcast. Making Silsden great again. Again? You mean it wasn't great before?